speaking over the phone with Jake LaTurner. He's a Republican candidate for Pat Roberts' Senate seat. He's running for the 2020 election. And Jake, first of all, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And well, I guess let's just start off a little generally and talk a little bit about how your prior experience prepares you for the U.S. Senate.
Sure. I appreciate the question. You know, I served in the state Senate for 5 years, and I've been state treasurer for almost 2 years now. At every step of the way, I've had the opportunity to work on a whole variety of issues involving state government. And I've been a conservative fighter throughout, fighting to save taxpayer money, fighting to make sure folks have the opportunity to vote on property tax increases. I have an A-plus from the NRA and received the Pro-Life Hero Award from Kansans for Life. So I've been a consistent conservative fighter. I think that's what people want as a choice on the ballot this coming primary. I think they want someone who is going to be a conservative fighter, and I also think they want somebody who represents generational change. They want to do it differently than we've been doing it for the last several decades.
And I want to look back a little bit. Pat Roberts has held the seat for quite a little bit, and what are your thoughts on Pat Roberts' time in the Senate?
Pat Roberts has dedicated his life to public service, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for that. I think his position as being the chair of the Ag Committee in both the Senate and the House, that's quite a legacy. It's pretty impressive. I think Kansans should thank him for dedicating his life to public service. I think that I'm one of these people that still think public service is a noble calling.
And talk a little bit about your contract with Kansas. I was reading over your announcement from your when you announced that you were running for the running your campaign, and you mentioned in there your contract for Kansas. Can you talk a little bit about that contract and how you hope to push for Kansas interests should you make it to Congress?
Absolutely. That what I mentioned earlier is I think Kansans want somebody who represents a new generation of conservative leadership. I think the headline of that for me is letting people know where I am on the issues and then allowing them to hold me accountable to them. So I put out the Contract with Kansas, and folks can check it out at contractwithkansas.com, where we outline 7 principles that I'm going to adhere to. And the whole point is to put it out very clearly for folks to see so they hold me accountable to it when I'm in Washington, D.C. And it includes supporting term limits, which I think is badly needed, getting fresh ideas into Washington, D.C., supporting a balanced budget initiative so we stop the $21 trillion in debt and counting. We stop saddling our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and beyond with the things that we're enjoying today, that we build the wall, that we make sure that we always have a seat on the Agricultural Committee, and I vow that I will always live and raise my family in Kansas, too. I think it's important to be next and interact with the people that sent you there in the first place.
Very good. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about some of your thoughts on the current state of government at the federal level, specifically on the shutdown. What are your thoughts on the state of the shutdown at the federal level?
President Trump would not be President Trump if he didn't have his strong position on border security and building a wall or a barrier or whatever you want to call it at the southern border. He would not be elected president. So I think he has every right to stand strong on this issue. I think it's really disappointing that you have a lot of folks in the Democrat Party who supported initiatives like this in the past, but now all of a sudden they refuse to do it. I think you've also saw this last weekend President Trump come forward with very reasonable proposals about how they can compromise, and he can get the money to build the wall, and they can get some of what they want, and they said it was a non-starter. I support the president on this. I think he's doing exactly what he told people he was going to do, and it sure feels like to me the Democrats are playing politics, and we need to stand firm against that.
And this might be a little out of left field here. It's not on your platform or anything, but a popular topic going on around the area as well as across the nation is autonomous vehicles. What are your thoughts on autonomous vehicles? And do you think that as a country we need to find a way to sort of create some regulations that allow, or whether we need regulations at all, but find a way to make this a sort of vet these programs and make sure that they're safe for public use?
Yeah, listen, I think most Kansans want sensible regulation, but they don't want over-regulation. I think that the federal government has a role to play in this, but I also think a lot of times the federal government has the ability to stifle innovation. There is always growing pains when we invent new things, when I always think about like the invention of the car originally, and if we had the regulations in place that we have today, could it have even passed muster? Or would we have had some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. saying, sorry, this is too dangerous, folks? Of course there is risk involved when Americans are entrepreneurs, when they're pursuing new ideas, when they're inventing new things. So, of course, sensible regulation is fine. Stifling innovation is a bad thing, and we need to watch out for it.
And most recently, I'm going to talk a little bit about the farm bill here. Within that farm bill was a legalization of industrial hemp, and a lot of Kansans seem pretty excited about that prospect. What are your thoughts about, I guess, the prospect of industrial hemp nationally and its effects on Kansas?
I think it's exciting. I really do. I think that I've talked to a lot of Kansans out there that are trying to be on the leading edge of this, and I think the prospects are great. Having an industry like this that has been prohibited in the past is a great thing, and I think Kansas can lead the way on this. Kansans are hardworking; they're innovative. I think this is going to be a good thing.
And lastly, I want to talk a little bit about healthcare reform at the national level. I know that there's been, the topic has maybe slid a little down the line on lists of priorities, considering what's been going on at the federal level right now and the discussion that's being had up there. But in the past, there was a lot of discussion about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Do you think at all in the first place that that's the right way to go forward? And do you anticipate working on that in the future?
Yeah, of course. Healthcare is a priority. Listen, our country spends an enormous amount of money as a percentage of GDP on healthcare. We need to continue to find innovative solutions to increase access to healthcare and increase affordability to healthcare. I think that a lot on the left think that government intervention is how to make all of that happen. I don't happen to agree with that. Again, the government has some small role to play in a lot of this, but I think we're doing best when we put the patient in charge of their own health care, when we give them the opportunity to make choices. I think that's what's going to create innovation. I think that's what's going to drive health care costs down. We need to remove the government interference and the government barriers to folks receiving health care. And once we do all that, let's continue to have a conversation. Healthcare is incredibly important. We want people to have access to it, and we want it to be affordable.
And of course, you're running for a seat in 2020, so a lot of these issues might change over time. What we're saying here might not necessarily be the case in the future. But are there any other issues that are immediate right now on your mind that I didn't talk about and you were hoping to bring up?
Something with the 46 years of Roe v. Wade yesterday was the anniversary. Over 63 million innocent lives lost due to abortion. One of the planks in the contract with Kansas that I mentioned is supporting constitutional-minded judges that support life. That's a core conviction for me and something that I'm going to hold firm on. I think that's where the majority of Kansans are as well.
And I see that you are also on board with term limits. That's been a popular discussion around here in the last election cycle. Do you anticipate having a bit of a tough fight on that?
Listen, yeah, we have to have new ideas flowing into Washington, D.C. We have to have people that are service-oriented, that want to go work their tail off on behalf of the people, and then go do something else. Term limits are a good idea. The majority of Americans support it. The majority of Kansans support it. It's time for the federal government to recognize that and to get it done.